I'm John Batchelor. Nuclear weapons in the 21st century. Nuclear weapons require missiles. They require testing. They require very careful protocols. Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang, my colleague and co-host, and we welcome Rick Fisher of the International Assessment and Strategy Center, our hardware and software guy when it comes to nuclear weapons, to comment on this headline in CNN in these last hours. Exclusive, writes CNN, satellite images show increased activity at nuclear test sites in Russia, China, and the U.S. Again, Russia, China, and the U.S., a simultaneity suggesting unusual activity. Rick, a very good evening to you. We draw upon your memory and research in nuclear weapons. Do we experience this often, Russia, China, and the U.S. moving around their nuclear test sites at the same time? Is this unusual? Is this in some fashion protocols? They're just carrying on the business as usual. Good evening to you, Rick.
Good evening, John. Good evening, Gordon. No, John, these are not positive signs for the world. When Russia, China, and the United States are behaving like they are preparing to undertake nuclear testing, this is a clear sign that conflicts are brewing, potentially even just around the corner. Now, why would you want to test nuclear weapons? I mean, there's been a moratorium on such testing since 1992. Well, if you look at Russia and China, they have very good reasons to want to test relatively new nuclear weapons, a new class of nuclear weapons, if you will, low yield and very low yield nuclear weapons, weapons that have a blast of a less, sometimes much less than a kiloton, and are designed to provide direct tactical support to advancing armored formations. That is what the Russians have designed their low-yield nuclear weapons to accomplish, and they've been in this business for close to 30 years. Now, China may very well have some assistance from Russia to develop some of this same class of weapons, and lo and behold, they are making moves like they want to start a war in the Pacific, a war to conquer the democratic island on Taiwan and utterly destroy its democracy. And to do so, it would be very useful for China to begin attacking Taiwan or American and Japanese military bases with these very low-yield weapons that do not cause much in the way of civilian casualties, but can cause great damage to military equipment, thus putting the United States on a back foot, because the United States simply does not have weapons that can reply in kind. The United States only has large tactical nuclear weapons, large strategic warheads, and if we use those, then we would be inviting nuclear strikes, strategic nuclear strikes, potentially from both Russia and China. And the math there is very much against the United States, and we just might back down, or at least that's what Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping would hope.
Gordon, you have a question for Rick.
Rick, you talk about backing down. In Ukraine, Putin has threatened the use of nuclear weapons in the hopes, I suppose, of making sure that countries don't supply Ukraine with effective weaponry, and maybe even forcing Ukraine to a bargaining table and accepting an unfavorable settlement. Do you think Putin would actually use his nukes in Ukraine if he felt that it would be advantageous for him to do so?
Yes, Gordon. And I'm frankly surprised that he hasn't used them already. Russia has created a new kind of blitzkrieg. They have, for the first time, integrated the use of low-yield and very low-yield nuclear weapons with the full range of armored, airborne, amphibious, conventional assault tactics, blitzkrieg tactics. And This is if Putin started using his low yield weapons, he might very well be in Kyiv before too long. And I'm sure the Chinese are watching Putin and watching to see how the West reacts to Putin's potential use of nuclear weapons to try to gauge what they can get away with in their war against Taiwan and against the American military network in Asia.
Nuclear weapons are described by the philosophers as extreme violence. I tell a story, Rick, from the Cold War, the first Cold War. The Russians, with their tactical nuclear weapon arsenal, planned to start a war and use the full range of their tacticals against the American deployment in West Germany. This is before the uniting of Germany. And cross France and be in Calais in 10 days. That's a war plan from the first Cold War. That is as bloody-minded as we can imagine at this distance. To your knowledge, is there any war plan like that in East Asia? Does China have the capability of launching tactical nuclear weapons to neutralize all of the available allies the U.S. has and prevent the U.S. from reinforcing Taiwan and take Taiwan that way?
John, it is my fear that China does have that capability, that it does have an arsenal of tactical nuclear weapons that it could use, as you describe, to neutralize the American military forces in Japan, South Korea, elsewhere in Asia, Guam, and do so in a way that does not generate large amounts of civilian casualties, but leaves the American military capability neutralized and basically opens the door to Chinese victory, be that against Taiwan, against Japan's Ryukyu Islands, or even in support of a North Korean invasion of South Korea. I believe that we're very vulnerable. And my proof for this assertion is that even though the Chinese have been telling American analysts and others for decades that they have no nuclear weapons, they have no plans to develop tactical nuclear weapons, they've designed most of their strategic range, regional range, cruise missiles and ballistic missiles to be dual use, to use nuclear, tactical nuclear, as well as conventional warheads. And not in telling the world, telling the Americans especially, that they have no tactical nuclear weapons is very consistent with longstanding Chinese practices of deception. In this case, it would be strategic deception. Yeah, they would lie, and they would lie through their teeth. So the United States, which has very few tactical nuclear weapons, and most of those that we have to be delivered by aircraft that can be shot down, means that the United States is in a very poor strategic position in Asia, in my opinion at least, very likely against the Chinese and especially against the Russians in Europe. Now, in Europe, the Russians appear to be deterred by the few tactical nuclear weapons that we have, but when that deterrence stops, when Putin begins to utilize his very low-yield weapons, then the world will be in a new age. It will be in an age in which nuclear and conventional warfare will be combined.
We have a minute, Gordon. Quick question.
So, Rick, everyone says it would be hard for China to cross 110 miles of the Taiwan Strait and take the island, but it would be a lot easier if they nuked Taiwan first. Your comments.
About a minute, Rick, just a minute.
Yes, but I disagree with the basic point there. No, the Chinese have been working for over 60 years on how to invade and take Taiwan. They can get to the island. But if they can get to the island, Gordon, which is a very high chance, then they can use very low-yield nuclear weapons to accomplish breakouts, to accelerate the fall of Taipei, perhaps, and to accelerate the surrender of Taiwan. That would be their goal. That is, if they were being gentle about it.
Rick Fisher is the senior fellow at the International Assessment and Strategy Center. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,